Your News Radio 1580 WCCF weather forecast powered by Total Air Solutions.
The weather is brought to you by MyFWC.com. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida. Mostly cloudy skies. This afternoon's high 72 to 81. Mainly cloudy skies with a shower in the area. Tonight's low 59 to 61. Times of clouds and sunny skies with a shower seen in spots. Saturday's high 74 to 78. From the Florida Weather Center, I'm Michael Stack.
Weather brought to you by Total Air Solutions, the area's premier indoor air quality specialist. Call 877-TOTAL-AIR or go to totalair.com.
WCCF, News Radio 1580.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the slippery slope of lipids and other medical conditions. We are here today to present a live radio talk show about your health and health issues. And when I say live, that means your participation is requested and available is the phone line right now. If you want to call in, ask a question or offer a comment along the way, you can do so at 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. Our program is brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center. And Dr. Elizabeth Triana is most every Friday our host of the show, a very interesting lady indeed. When she's not here, she sends a very interesting replacement. And so we are pleased to welcome her office manager, Jennifer, who's here with us this morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good to have you with us again.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure. And there is probably no need to repeat this, just in case there's a newcomer to the program. You are, I think, very well qualified to have your own radio program with all the background you have. Now, it's interesting that you started working sort of like in an internship position at Dr. Triana's office. Is that right?
Yes, I was a junior in high school and in on-the-job training.
Okay.
All right. That's how I got a position with Dr. Triana.
Were you trying to make up your mind at that time if medicine is the direction you wanted to go, or did you already know?
Yes, I knew I was going to college. Mm-hmm. I really didn't have a definite direction I wanted to take.
All right.
But once I began there, Dr. Triana's influence on her patients in the community, I immediately knew that's where I wanted to stay and stay with her. And I have been there for 12 years and now have a master's in public health thanks to her motivation, encouragement, and support.
She's very good about that and loves to see people come along and join her hand in hand in her quest for better health and better years, much better, longer years. That's
we
her
want
thing.
More good years.
There you go.
That's right. Well, Dr. Triana will be back Friday, November the 30th.
Okay.
And she's going to have updates from the RSNA conference she will be attending the week after Thanksgiving, which is the Radiological Society of North America.
I'm glad you knew that.
Yeah. And then next week, make sure you tune in because one of Dr. Triana's interviews with her successful patient, Mr. Randy Dunn, is going to be played next week for anyone who might have missed it or wanted to hear it again. We had such great feedback from the listeners that they could really relate to somebody going through his problem,
his
struggles, becoming healthier,
and his comeback too. Because here's a guy, and I won't spoil it all, but here's a gentleman who, in the middle of his life, was told in no uncertain terms by several medical professionals, your blood pressure is so high you could stroke out any second now, literally any second. Get to a hospital. He didn't believe it. When he finally did believe it, he changed his life around, changed it, and he's in such better health nowadays.
And he is such a success story for the Triana Prevention Center and for the community because he is a community leader that we want everyone to know that it is possible, there is help, there is support.
I think it's interesting that this program will air 1 week from today on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, which I understand trying to talk folks out of avoiding rich and fatty foods on Thanksgiving itself, that might be a bit difficult. But starting the day after, maybe we can be inspired by him to watch our diet a little bit.
And at the Triana Prevention Center, we always give you that kind of free pass day. We don't want you to worry about, one or two holidays ruining it for you if that's what's important to you and your family or your culture.
Right.
But the whole year is what we're trying to improve upon for your health.
And Randy's really good at inspiring you to pick that up and run with it.
Which kind of goes back to our prevention goals that we started at the beginning of the year because we didn't want our patients to fail at a New Year's resolution,
right,
but to take each month step by step to become healthier throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. Look at it as a month at a time goal rather than, oh my gosh, I've got all of 2012 to worry about health-wise. Let's just do it a month at a time.
And for the most part, we have been good. There's a few of us that have fallen off.
It's going
to
happen.
The last month, you know, things start to get busy with all the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of holidays, this is also flu season. And as we get ready to visit our friends and our family, we want to make sure that we're protected and that you protect those around us from the influenza virus.
A lot of close contact with people, a lot of travel involved. And so this is why flu season is really kicking in now.
The average family will travel 50 miles on Thanksgiving Day to participate in the holiday.
Obviously, some a great deal more air travel, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Flu season for everyone is considered October through May.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to start getting your flu vaccines as soon as possible. It became available in August. We started encouraging people to get the vaccine in August.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too late to get it now. But just remember that it takes 2 weeks to be fully effective for the antibodies to build up in your system and to actually protect you from the influenza virus.
So realistically, if we got the shot today, we wouldn't necessarily be totally protected by Thanksgiving even.
Right.
But it's still definitely worth doing.
It is definitely worth doing because after Thanksgiving is many more festivities and then even into the new year because the flu season, like I said, goes into May.
Yeah.
It peaks between January and February.
Okay.
So it's not too late to get protection.
Really good.
I wanted to maybe explain what influenza is. That way the rest of the information in this program makes sense as to who needs to be listening, which is everybody, and why it's important to be protected. The flu isn't just something that you should say, oh, I'm not worried about that because I've never gotten the flu before.
Mm-hmm.
It is serious, and it has serious complications if you were to be diagnosed with the flu.
I don't know what the numbers are. Maybe you do off the top of your head, or maybe you have it written down somewhere. But the number of people who die each year in this country from influenza is incredible.
I can tell you even more specific. The Florida Department of Health every week issues a report based on the numbers submitted by the emergency room departments within the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And that number this year, week ending November 3rd, has been 134 patients. The majority of them being 75 years and older.
Okay.
Now, remember, that's only the people who have gone to the emergency room complaining of flu-like symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So that number is small in retrospect to everyone who sees their primary care doctor or the walk-in clinic.
Or just treat themselves.
Right.
Deal with it on their own.
Don't realize maybe that they actually do have the influenza virus, which is making them sick.
Mm-hmm.
There are several types of the influenza virus. Each year, the experts from the Food and Drug Administration, the World Health Organization, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, they get together and they study the virus samples collected from around the world, and then they try to identify the three viruses that are most likely going to cause illness in the country.
Okay.
That is what we call the flu shot.
It's sort of an educated guess by the best minds in the business, so to speak.
Yes. Based on what is circling when they do the study of the collection of data
it's more than just throwing a dart at a dartboard. They use a lot of data input before they come to those conclusions.
Right.
Okay.
So currently there are three different viruses. The FDA has approved it so that the next seasons will actually have four strains that it's protecting, which is a big step in the right direction for public health, because for the past several years, it's only been three that they're protecting.
It seems like that one that wasn't included, that's the one that slips through the cracks and gets to me.
Yes. And it's hard to say. That's why flu season is always so unpredictable, because you just never know what's going to be circling in your community.
So, I don't mean to interrupt, but I have question upon question I'm sure other people are thinking about here. If you get the flu shot, the vaccination, that by no means is a guarantee that you're going to avoid influenza, because there are so many different strains. It's just that you'll be able to hopefully avoid the three most potent ones or most available.
Right. And within the flu shot is the antigen, which helps you build up the antibody against the virus.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we're only able to vaccinate against the three, the idea is you have been able to build a stronger immune system, mm-hmm. and hopefully that will protect you more so from maybe one of the other ones, though it wasn't targeted for that.
I see. Okay. So overall strengthening of the immune system. Gotcha.
Yes,
okay.
Is what the flu vaccine, the antibodies, the antigen, all mm-hmm. of that is doing for us.
Okay.
So this year there are two A viruses and then one B virus included. One of the A's being the H1N1, which should sound familiar mm-hmm. from previous flu seasons.
Sure, yeah.
There was a lot of H1N1 infection, which happens to be an influenza A virus. There's two types, A and B.
Is there a difference? What is the difference? Can you put into lay terms what that would be, A and B?
They are like where they're from, where okay. they came from,
uh-huh.
how they're treated.
Mm-hmm.
Not treated, but how they
transmitted.
Are transmitted,
mm-hmm.
and obviously the antibody that it takes to protect you okay. against it.
So A isn't necessarily better or worse than B. There's just
right.
difference. Okay, gotcha.
And then we'll talk about treatment of the two different ones mm-hmm. in a little bit.
Okay.
Currently, the ERs are reporting above expected flu-like illness cases in our own county.
Okay.
So just remember that. And the regions surrounding our region are higher right now than ours for flu-like confirmed cases.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be traveling over the holiday, just remember that there are sick people and they are going and they are being diagnosed with the flu. I know when I took my son this past month just for his well check,
mm-hmm.
the pediatrician told me they have had 6 to 8 confirmed cases a week
wow.
in the children.
Hmm. Of course, the kids spread it around pretty easily.
Right.
It seems like be a big problem.
Especially daycare
mm-hmm.
and
school. And which brings to mind the question, if you go to Thanksgiving dinner and your Aunt Grace is saying how she just got over the flu.
Right.
How long is somebody contagious? We always worried about that.
We are contagious one day before your symptoms develop
mm-hmm.
and then 5 to 7 days after becoming sick.
Okay.
But your symptoms might start from day 1 to day 4.
Mm-hmm.
So you might feel fine today
mm-hmm.
and tomorrow you have the flu-like symptoms, mm-hmm. which are fever, cough, sore throat, runny nose,
mm-hmm.
congested, body aches, headaches, sometimes nausea and vomiting.
Mm-hmm.
And it is important to note that not everyone with the flu is going to get the fever.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a lot of people relate the two. I don't have the mm-hmm. flu because I don't have
mm-hmm.
a fever. That doesn't necessarily happen to everyone.
I used to think, and Dr. Triana cleared this up for me, that if you had the fever, it was probably the flu. If you didn't, it was a cold.
Right.
But throw that out the window. That doesn't count.
So what to do when you're gathered around
mm-hmm.
the Thanksgiving dinner to protect yourself? Simple. Cover your cough first and foremost. This is going to help stop the spread from someone else to you and from you to the person next to you.
Okay.
Because your droplets, when you cough or your sneeze, can land 6 feet away.
That's disturbing. Is anybody else kind of grossed out, disturbed by that? I hate to say it, but we got to be aware of it, though.
So remember that these droplets can land anywhere,
mm-hmm.
in the mouth or nose of someone else,
mm-hmm.
or not as common, but it still happens on the doorknob,
mm-hmm.
and then somebody leaves the room after you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they then immediately touch their nose or their mouth,
mm-hmm.
then they have the potential to get the same virus that you just left on the doorknob.
Can you get it by touching other parts? Like if I rub my eyes, for example, is that an opening?
Yes.
That can, okay.
Yes.
All right.
So we're going to cover our nose and our mouth
mm-hmm.
when we sneeze and cough. In a tissue, please, and
mm-hmm.
throw that away immediately. Don't leave it around thinking I'm going to use it again, because
right.
you don't want the virus obviously laying on your counter, because
mm-hmm.
then now your counter is infected.
Right.
If you don't have a tissue, use your elbow.
Uh-huh.
That way your hand isn't infected for you
mm-hmm.
to touch something else.
Good.
And in talking about this conversation about the flu season, it came up this morning that, you know, where did that kind of come into play? So many people say, I didn't think to cover my
mm-hmm.
Nose with my elbow.
Mm-hmm.
So just simple things like that we can do to stop the spread.
Sure.
Wear a face mask if you know you're sick or feel like you're getting sick. That way you're protecting the people around you.
Really?
Yes. Then when you sneeze or cough or breathe, then it's, you know, limited to right there to yourself, and you can't spread your droplets 6 feet from you.
Does the reverse apply too? I mean, I don't want to go overboard here, but if
you can wear a mask to protect yourself. Yes.
Huh.
You probably see that a lot on airplanes and stuff.
I just traveled over the last, it's been a blur, 2 or 3 days, and I saw that several times.
Yes. We actually had a patient not too long ago who was flying home to Japan, and she asked if we had a mask,
My goodness.
I was able to provide her one because she didn't want to get sick on the long flight.
Is that an exercise in paranoia, or is that prudent nowadays?
I think that's probably smart.
Yeah.
So many people in this day and age have become so lax. Our society kind of has moved away from the common sense, courtesy, simple, cover your nose kind of thing.
Right.
So I think it's smart. It's being protected. It's taking care of yourself, because the person next to you probably isn't thinking about your own well-being.
No. No.
And then most importantly, wash your hands often. Not just after you cough or sneeze, but every time you think about it, if it's, you know, possible, especially if you're around a big group of people. If you want to wash your hands for 20 seconds with warm, soapy water, not any less. That's not really helping us. That's almost like not washing your hands.
Okay.
So
okay.
It might sound silly, but if you sing the ABCs, then you know you've met your 20 seconds.
I was somewhere in the past couple of days that had a sign up on the bathroom. It was a public bathroom mirror that said, sing happy birthday twice.
Yes.
It's important that you give it some time.
Yeah, and you don't have to sing it out loud.
No,
no one knows that's what you're doing.
It's silly.
And then if you don't have soap and water, we can use the alcohol-based hand rub. 60 to 70% of the alcohol is the most effective.
Okay.
70 being the best choice if you can find it. It is hard to find it, though. You know, a lot of them say 68%, and that's better than nothing.
So you should be looking at the labels on the hand sanitizer that seems to be sold at every street corner nowadays.
Yes, for sure. It's
Pay
everywhere.
Attention. Okay.
And
okay.
Everybody has it.
Yeah.
We just hope they're using it.
Right. Well, and you mentioned about travel and you know, protecting others from what might be your infection. Again, looking at it from the defensive side, having just gotten off on 4 different planes over the course of 12 hours and getting off, I've just kind of gotten in a habit. Nobody around me seems sick, but before I go to the food court and get some food, head right to the men's room, wash your hands, because you might have picked something up.
Very smart.
Yeah.
And it's easy. It just takes a few seconds.
Right.
But if it's going to protect you and prevent you from getting the influenza or any other type of virus or bacteria, then why not take the time to do it?
Very smart. Okay.
If you do think you have the flu, please see a health care facility, you know, go to your primary care doctor. I know that in our office, we can do a simple swab from your mouth in your office, and in our office at the Triana Prevention Center, and we can give you an answer before you leave from your appointment if for sure you have influenza, and then what type it is, A or B.
See, I always thought it was a bit of a guessing game.
No. Modern technology.
Wow.
And it's fast.
And it's
you
fast.
You know, we do it outpatient, and then you know. Then you can inform your family and your friends, make an informed decision if you want to go to Thanksgiving dinner. If you have the flu, maybe you shouldn't.
Not to mention, you got good ammunition to go to your boss and say, I got it in black and white.
Yes,
you
I need
don't
a,
want me at work for
I
a
need
while.
A note,
there
right, to be out of work. So who should be getting the vaccine? This is a lot of question that we hear in our office. Everyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine. It is safe for pregnant women. And if you get the flu vaccine while you're pregnant, it's actually going to help protect your newborn child for the first 6 months of its life because it can't get the flu shot until it's six months old. People 65 and older definitely need to get it. They are considered high risk. Other people that are high risk that need to be getting the flu shot are people with asthma, heart disease, diabetes, other long-term health issues like that. And then caregivers also need to be protected. You're taking care of the elderly who are sick. You don't want to get the elderly sick.
Right.
You're trying to do good for them. We want to protect the people we're taking care of, and you need to be protected for yourself so that you can continue doing the things that you need to do as well.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people who shouldn't get vaccinated, and you should always talk to your health care provider before you get any kind of vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
We just kind of always caution that, because you can get a flu shot anywhere. You know, they're at Walgreens. They're in the middle of Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere, it seems like you turn around. Winn-Dixie has them. Publix, you can get one.
I swear one of these days I'm going to walk into my favorite fast food restaurant. They're going to have a little booth set up right there.
And you might, because traveling nurses are contracted to do that.
Wow.
But there is an egg protein in the flu vaccine. So if you are allergic to eggs, you want to ask your doctor. And then if you've ever had a reaction to a previous season's flu shot, you want to ask before you get it.
Let me try to, I want to get some clarification from you. I just want to understand, you're not saying there's anything wrong with getting the flu shot at the corner drugstore or wherever, but you would be a far better informed patient if you went to your primary care physician and asked about it first.
To even just to make a phone call and say, you know, I'm in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Is it safe for me to get a flu shot while I'm here?
Mm-hmm.
We want you to get it, so get it any way you can. But yes, if you think you have a problem, then be safe and ask first.
Just even a phone call would do it to get some information. Okay.
Hopefully a simple answer for you.
All right.
There are 8 types of flu vaccine available in the U.S., one of them being a nasal spray, which is for people, I think, 2 to 49 years old, not if you're pregnant.
Okay.
And that's something else that by going to a informed healthcare provider, you would know that stuff. There is one that's manufactured for 65 and older.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everyone has seen that commercial. I think it has a hedgehog on it, and it's the little needle. That has 4 times the antigen in it, which is supposed to help make a stronger immune response to those elderly patients. It hasn't yet been proven if that's really any better for them, but you do have the stronger immunity. So if that is available to you, it might be an option for the people 65 and older.
Okay.
And then there's some that are inactivated, like the one we give in our office. So you can't get the flu from the flu shot. It's not the live virus.
Now, there's the $64 question, because most people who've had the flu shot in the past will tell you that that was a fear going in, because they know somebody who said they got the flu. And truly, there are people who seem to have some symptoms after the flu shot.
Yes.
What's that about?
And every flu season does have a different response.
Mm-hmm.
This year happens to be a very mild response, you know, like the arm ache, because it does go into the deltoid muscle. For most of them, there are 2, I think, that are intradermal, but they're not commonly used.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have that kind of arm fatigue, maybe redness around the injection site. And people do say they feel ill after it. We haven't heard that so much this year.
Okay.
But you don't get the actual flu.
It's not medically possible to get the flu from the flu shot, is it?
Right. Unless you did get, because it's inactivated.
Right.
There is the nasal one that you can get is a live virus.
Okay.
And that's why they kind of limit it to the people who can get it and not the pregnant women.
Gotcha. Okay. That explains a lot. Now, if I go into my corner drugstore, I'm hopeful that the pharmacist or whoever's performing this is going to ask a bunch of questions like, is there a chance that you're pregnant? Well, not to me, obviously, but something like that. But is it uniform like that, or are you sort of taking your chances?
I would hope so. We personally know a pharmacist in our office, and she has told us that they are very educated.
Okay.
You know, the beginning of every flu season, they have a meeting. This is what you need to do. This is who needs it, kind of thing. But
so hopefully they're asking.
Hopefully they're asking the right questions.
And they're able to answer you when you ask questions.
Right.
Gotcha.
And I'm sure they are. You know, they're licensed and they're professionals in the healthcare field. So by all means, trust them.
Okay.
I mean, knowledge.
But don't be afraid to ask questions, first of all. Say, I heard on the radio a whole show about this, and let them have it, because they're there to answer your questions as well as deliver the shot.
Right. So what happens if you are diagnosed with the flu? There are 4 different drugs that are FDA approved to help you with the symptoms of the flu.
Okay.
There are two that treat both A and B, and there are two that treat only the A virus.
Mm-hmm.
It's best that you start them within 2 days of getting the symptoms to get the maximum benefit of the medication.
Okay.
So if you think you're sick, come see us. We want you to get healthy quicker so that you can enjoy the upcoming holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
Most people will recover from the influenza in a few days, but some, you know, it takes about 2 weeks before you feel better.
Yeah.
What are the complications of getting the flu? Well, we can get pneumonia, bronchitis, sinus infection, ear infections. If you have a history of asthma and then you get the flu, well, then it's most likely going to cause your asthma to become worse.
Mm-hmm.
If you have congestive heart failure, you can start to trigger some of the events from the flu and make that problem worse.
Okay.
So here again, protection is the key. Get the flu shot, wash your hands, cover your mouth, stay away from the sick people at all costs if you can avoid them, because you don't want the complications from the flu.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be the person that gets the pneumonia. You hopefully would be the person that recovered in a few days, but we can't guarantee that depending on your age and, mm-hmm. you know, immune system and your past medical conditions.
And I'll tell you, my takeaway from this program today is if you think you're getting sick, see your medical professional quickly, because the quicker that you see, say, Dr. Triana, for example, you'll find out exactly what it is. And it's important to start treatment quickly.
Right.
Okay.
Because the medication for the flu, you're getting the maximum benefit, like we talked about, if it's started within 2 days, of the influenza virus.
Gotcha. Okay.
Simple steps to take if you do get the flu besides the medication.
Mm-hmm.
Stay at home and rest.
That's a hard one this time of year.
We suggest a sick room, you know,
mm-hmm.
go in a room that's not used by anyone, shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
That way you're not infecting the rest of the house,
mm-hmm.
and you're not infecting the people in your house.
Okay.
Drink plenty of water so that you don't get dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid close contact with the people around you. It's hard to do, especially if you're a parent taking
mm-hmm.
care of children,
sure.
but it's a priority so that you don't get the people around you sick.
Put away the mistletoe for a little bit here.
Yes. Yeah, no kissing if you mm-hmm. have the influenza.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to wash the hard surfaces in your house,
mm-hmm.
your sinks, your counter. Don't forget to wash your laundry and the bath towels and stuff like that, because
mm-hmm.
you want to get rid of the virus as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And clean your dishes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we feel like we have to say that, but, you know, like you leave your cup laying around and then your child comes behind you and drinks.
That's probably it, sure.
Simple things like that.
Doesn't think about it.
Yeah. You are leaving them open to the influenza virus by leaving that laying around.
Mm-hmm.
The flu shot is covered by almost every insurance. I've only had one insurance, which was a really weird, like, underwritten policy.